This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For gasoline, 12,000 gas stations reported being completely empty. The squeeze pushed the price of a gallon past $3. Some places it was $8. That's called gouging. $8 a gallon? They're coming after you if you're doing that. But there is gas shortages. There are drivers that are camping out to try to get gasoline. And although the government and industry officials said the nation had plenty of fuel and the pipeline has kicked back on, although it's going to take a while to resume operations, it wasn't enough. Everybody had to run out and gouge the stuff and create this problem. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the skipper of this ship during these rocky or interesting times, some might say. You heard Tina Turner there, What's Love Got to Do with It? She has some of the best songs, I think, that I've ever heard, and some great songwriters and some of her own stuff, too, as well. Her journey was not an easy one, and it was announced that Tina Turner is going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's one of the 2021 inductees. What an interesting group it is, and it includes Jay-Z, the Foo Fighters, Todd Rundgren, and a whole bunch of other folks as well. October 30th, 2021, at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame one time when I was off in Cleveland on a speech, and I was so lucky because hardly anybody was there. It was during the day, and I was wowed by what I saw. I mean, all kinds of amazing memorabilia, and from every type of music that you can imagine. It was something that I would put on. If you're a rock and roll fan, if you're a music fan at all, I would put that on a list, and I would go to Cleveland, and I would go check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But congratulations to Tina Turner and all the other inductees. So what's love got to do with it, you could say, in a couple of different directions, not just the shove at the gas station and the panic in the southeast, even though the pipeline resumed operation. So that's the good news. The Colonial Pipeline it's going, but it's going to take a couple of days to play catch-up. And then these gas stations, it's going to take maybe more than a couple of days to get the gasoline that they need, although some restrictions have been waived to make that happen a little bit sooner. The other thing that had nothing to do with love and was more like a shove, it just became official that Liz Cheney is out. She is not in a leadership position with the Republicans whatsoever. And she vows, as I think I said on a previous show, that she'll do everything she can to stop Trump from ever getting into the White House again. Don't know if that's going to make her popular when she's eventually up for re-election, but she didn't back down from her attacks of the former president. And she, again, was officially punted in that leadership role. There's some that say if there had been a secret ballot, that maybe she wouldn't have lost that position. But that didn't happen. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney spoke to members before they were asked to verbally state their preference for keeping Cheney as the chair of the House Republican caucus or letting her go. And apparently there were some people that were ready to go into battle for her, some Republicans, but that all kind of crumbled at that moment. So the vote to jettison a three-term lawmaker with one of the most conservative, that's the irony of that, right? Which is one of the most conservative voting records in the House. I mean, she's a target for Democrats, and is a temporary victory for Trump loyalists, for sure, who didn't like what Cheney had to say about the former president. And she, again, said that his claims of the election was stolen from him are ridiculous, and said, I will not stoke the flames of the big lie, is what she called it. So anyway, that's it for Cheney at this juncture. There were a few people that did say they supported her, like Congressman Ken Buck from Colorado, who didn't support removing Cheney, told reporters that there was a question of whether they could do a recorded vote, but it wasn't agreed to, and all this other stuff. So anyway, they move on, and that meeting apparently was a little bit cantankerous, and she's not going to go quietly, but she's now had that big falling out with House Republicans. So it's what it is, and McCarthy's main criticism about Cheney was about the distraction he said she posed to the party's effort to recapture Congress next year. And I agree that the whole Cheney saga has become such a soap opera. There is no question it is absolutely a distraction, because this is what's being peddled and talked about constantly over and over and over again. All right, I talked about the pipeline at the top. I got to just give you a few more deets on that. The nation's largest fuel pipeline did restart. So let me make sure that you understand that. Restart operations on Wednesday after it was forced down by that gang of idiot hackers. But the disruption caused, like I said, those gas shortages in the southeast. And initiating the restart of the pipeline means that you got all lines, lateral lines, they'll be running manually and will return to normal operations. But it takes a couple of days for deliveries to return to normal. So drivers have been finding gas stations with little or no gas in a lot of the southeast, like I mentioned. And while there is not a, quote, gasoline shortage, there's a problem, well, finding it. So maybe that doesn't equate to what I think shortage means. It is a shortage. If you pull up to one pump, another pump, another pump, another pump, another pump, and there's no gasoline. I mean, where's Waldo? That's a shortage in my book, right? And this is a big pipeline. It delivers 45% of the fuel consumed on the East Coast. So this has been a bunch of days since Friday. It makes you wonder about the power grid, cybersecurity, and everything else mixed in between. Odds and ends on the flip side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Shortage. It's about where's the sauce, brother? Don't blow your nose at a blanket. You could be fined on a flight. And oh yeah, Ellen is saying goodbye after 19 years. She's got 1 year left. You know, I'm talking about DeGeneres and her daytime talk show. And then on the serious side, there's those 1,500 rockets that have been fired. Israel and Gaza, the strike and the violence keeps escalating. One strikes one way, the other strikes another way. What's sad is the kids that are caught in between, seeing the children that are wrapped in blankets and are being carried out and they're dead because they've been hit by a rocket, is so bloody depressing to me when I see those kinds of shots. But they're caught in the middle of this. They're right in the middle of the war zone that bubbles up every now and again. And I think the fear is of a full scale war. So how do you calm down those that can't be calmed down? You got me, because every president has claimed victory and peace in the Middle East of all sorts, but then does it come to pass in the long run? For a short while, maybe, if you go all the way back to the Jimmy Carter days, but then something else kicks up. So Israel on Wednesday pressed ahead with a military offensive in the Gaza Strip, killed 10 senior Hamas military figures, toppled a pair of high-rise towers. It looked like they were imploded on purpose, which they were imploding, but they were hit. They were hit in the airstrikes, and there was, like, no signs of backing down. So in just 3 days, the rounds of fighting between these bitter enemies has exceeded some of the things that we've seen before, like the 50-day war in 2014. and nobody has an exit strategy that I can see. I mean, this is the worst Jewish-Arab violence inside Israel in decades. In decades. And there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. If you are in the wrong spot, if you're a child, a parent in the middle of it, an innocent, it doesn't matter because the rockets are being fired all over the place. Ransom. Ransomware. I had lots of questions about this, and we're going to the mailbag next, but did they pay? Did Colonial Pipeline pay? And supposedly they did not pay the ransom demanded by the hackers who encrypted their data. It shut down that pipeline. It caused what it caused with the gas running out at, you know, all these stations and the fear that it struck with a lot of people and disrupting the lives of a lot of people. But supposedly they work with law enforcement, the Department of Energy, and U.S. cybersecurity firm FireEye to mitigate the damage, restore the ops, and did not pay the ransomware, because that's the idea. Ransomware attacks is exactly that. It could happen to you. It happens to individuals, and they demand money. DarkSide is the group responsible, or allegedly responsible, and it includes Russian speakers and avoids hacking targets in the former Soviet Union. But what's next? What target is next? And I think those are questions that are being talked about a lot more lately, that's for sure. All right, Ellen DeGeneres is saying goodbye to talk after 19 years in the biz. She officially calls it quits after the 2021-2022 season. She's hosted it since 2003. And the move to end the series, I don't know that it's all that surprising. There have been rumors that she was planning to do it. And that happened before. That had popped up before. They're now talking about who could be the successor to Ellen. Because, you know, you make a lot of money in daytime talk, especially with women, and you get the right woman in there. We saw that with Oprah and what she created, and there were others that fared pretty well, but Ellen was probably the best compared to Oprah. There's rumors that Jennifer Aniston, of Friends fame, and the actress who's made a lot of rom-com movies and others, is somebody that's being talked about, but will she step into that role or not? And do you care? Are you a fan of daytime TV or not? I think it's harder and harder because of streaming and appointment television and looking at your devices and everything else and not necessarily doing the traditional thing. JetBlue passenger who blew their nose into a blanket is being fined. Guess how much? Well, you're very, very warm if you were thinking at least $10,000. $10,500 is what it is for disruptive behavior on the flight, coughing and blowing the nose into the blanket. That's what he did. So the FAA alleged that the passenger repeatedly ignored and was abusive to flight attendants who told him you have to wear a face mask. The passenger's disruptive behavior diverted the flight crew members from their duties is what the airlines is saying. Do you know the airlines have reported 1,300 cases of unruly passengers since February? That is a huge spike compared to earlier years. So they're looking at all kinds of cases and what people will be fined and et cetera. 1,300 travelers have been reported for unruly behavior on flights. 1,300 is crazy if you think about that, right? The 1,300 cases, and they've all been reported. So it's not rumors, it's reported, 1,300. In 260 cases, these violators have notified passengers of enforcement in about 20 cases. So there's some money that is being collected as a result of that because of what they're doing. There was even one where somebody got $9,000 penalty for somebody who was flying from L.A. to Newark on March 16th. The disruptive behavior started while he was boarding. yelling, slamming overhead bins, shouting profanities at the cabin crew, threatening to harass a flight attendant during the entire flight. The passenger also cursed at the captain, escorted out of the terminal by law enforcement. Oh, that's never, ever, ever good. What, I mean, what are people thinking? What are you thinking when you decide, you know what, I'm just going to go in that direction. I'm just going to, I always think, well, maybe it's drinking. Maybe they've had too much to drink, but they're not serving you on the flights now. So it would have to be something that you drink before you get on the flight. And why even risk it, you know? Are you kidding? That just, it doesn't make sense to me. All right, Chick-fil-A and sauce. So, you know, that's one of the big things about Chick-fil-A for people that are regular Chick-fil-A, fans, customers, whatever you want to call them. They like the sauce. They like the different varieties of sauces that they offer, but they're running out. So they're limiting the number of signature sauces per customer in this sauce shortage. What is the world coming to? Chicken shortages, no sauce for the chicken. So you get one dipping sauce per item ordered at 2,600 of the U.S. restaurants. Pretty much all of them are saying that, because remember, there are franchisees that own them. The chain says they're working to fix the sauce supply problems as quickly as possible, but fast food restaurants have been hit pretty hard with a labor shortage and supply chain issues. So ketchup packets, we talked about this before, in short supply because of the demand. So Heinz announced a 25% increase in production. So you got chicken problems, you got sauce problems. So maybe you bring your own sauce. If you're going through the drive-through, you just run home and use your own sauce. I don't know. What can I suggest there? And, you know, it's the simple things in life. If you like the sauce on it, then that's how you like it, right? And it just is not the same if you don't get your sauce on it. And it seems like it pales in comparison to so much of the non-silly things that we talk about on the show. But we got to lighten the load somehow, some way. And these are things that are being talked about. People are complaining about no sauce, no chicken, and the quadruple price in lumber and steel and copper. Oh, my. What do we do? Mailbag next.
It almost turned me white. I dreamt that hens and roosters strode on trees. I dreamt I found a great big ranch.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Colonial Pipeline says it has begun to restart operation of its pipeline to start delivering fuel to eastern and southern states once again. The pipeline had been offline since last Friday after the company was hit with a ransomware attack. Colonial says it may take several days for the pipeline to get back to full capacity and that there may be some intermittent service interruptions as operations return to normal. Gas stations in several southeastern states saw long lines on Tuesday, with many running out of gas as people worried about a possible shortage. And President Biden met with the top congressional leaders of both parties Wednesday to discuss his infrastructure bill. The president has put forth a more than $2 trillion package, with Republicans countering with a smaller bill that focuses on core infrastructure. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes there's room for a bipartisan agreement on an infrastructure package, but told reporters after the meeting that he made it clear to the president that Senate Republicans would not agree to a tax hike to pay for the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing his concerns over the recent violence in the region. John Clemens with that story.
During the call, Secretary Blinken expressed his concerns regarding the barrage of rocket attacks on Israel. While expressing his condolences for the lives lost, he expressed the continued support of America, urging Mr. Netanyahu to do everything possible to bring a halt to the escalating violence. Blinken said Jerusalem does have a burden.
Israel has an extra burden in trying to do everything it possibly can to avoid civilian casualties, even as it is rightfully responding in defense of its people.
The secretary emphasized the need for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live safely in security. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yeah, we have to dig very far. We never do. Thanks to all of you. K2KDelaneyRadio.com. That's how you can hit us up 24/7. 24/7. All right, so this one is from Frank, who says, Kate. My sister lives in North Carolina. She says it's ridiculous trying to find gas. Luckily, she had two full tanks. Her in the hubs, because they got kids that they have to shuttle around, but people are doing ridiculous things like putting gasoline in bags. So that is not a safe thing to do. In fact, I think there was a warning that was issued about bagging gasoline. So this cyber hack, the ransomware deal, really hit home with a lot of people, and I saw that with my own family. It's scary that so much more could happen to us. Imagine if the power grid was cyber attacked. I would have to hope that there are more people working on ways to protect the grid and other sources like other fuel pipelines so that this doesn't happen again. Oh, if only we could 100% be sure of that, Frank. So I love the personal touch, the fact that, yeah, someone in your family was hit by it. And you're right about the plastic bag thing. I saw something about that. There was tweets that there were people that were trying to get fuel. They were so afraid, so they started to try to store it. How do I store it? Can you imagine? Gasoline, any kind of an open flame, oh, you're dead or maimed, or a house is, your house goes up or something else could happen. So that's not a smart thing to do. And this cyber attack absolutely caught people off guard. Of course it did. Colonial Pipeline, absolutely. And when people get desperate and they don't think clearly, they just think, what do I do, what do I do, what do I do? And then the price hike happens, and there's a little bit of a price hike, and, run out of gasoline, jet fuels is a problem, but the pipeline is restarted. So, and they're trying to hurry and get as much petro to these places as they can, but they're still going to be a few days off. So it depends. I mean, if you're driving a lot and you have territories or something and you're in sales, or there's something that you do where it's not in close proximity, I would think that people could, if it's shuttling to games or doing things, maybe there's the old, I'll take the kids this day, you take the kids that day for these couple of days in between. But you know, we're used to convenience. We're used to sliding into that gas station and filling up. And I'm the worst of the worst. I'm like all of you. I mean, I play chicken with the tank. I look at it, it's like, oh yeah, I got a lot left, right? And so it's like almost out. So if this had happened in my neighborhood, I guarantee people would be doing the same thing, because so many of us run on fumes and then rush in and fill up. And that's what people were doing, because, of course, do they even have half a tank? Who knows? All right, how about this one? This one is from Jerry, who's listening to us in the great state of Ohio. Go Bobcats! I went to Ohio University too, Kate. I thought I'd throw that in. But you should see, you've been talking about incentives, and there are some big incentives in Ohio, believe it or not. You know, this is all about what's happening next in the Buckeye State. And so in the Buckeye State, there are more than just gift cards. There is a shot at $1 million. The state is going to give away $1 million prizes to 5 adults, as well as 5 full ride public college scholarships to teens as an incentive for people to get vaccinated. The governor announced that on Wednesday, and I think people are still talking about it, and they call it Ohio Vax a Million. Wow. So it's like the lottery. One million in prizes to 5 adults. So, that's a drawing. So people are tweeting either that loving DeWine, they're loving it, or they think he's crazy. This is $1 million drawing, right? But that's the deal. So to be eligible to win, I guess you have to be 18 years of age or older the day of the drawing. You have to be an Ohio resident. You have to be vaccinated before the drawing. And they're releasing some of the details in the next couple of days. And we'll see if it makes a difference, if it makes a dent in anybody who decides they're going to get vaccinated. All right, speaking of that, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the $1 million lottery. 5 lucky vaccinated people are getting $1 million. So you better run out and get vaccinated now. All right, this one is interesting. It's from Dan. Kate, I've never emailed you before, but I listened to the show. This is probably a man cave thing. I know you've talked about the Tokyo Olympics. I saw you on TV one time talking about them when they got canceled last summer. And now they're talking about vaccinations in Japan, and that there's a lot of confusion over that, and how safe will the Olympics be, and what will happen to the athletes from the different countries, and will they all be vaccinated? And hospitals, I think in Japan, are still trying to find beds for people that are sick and struggling. So that's not very good, but I don't see them canceling it. Yeah, Japan is really loses all the way around in this, right? Because normally the Olympics, if it gets all the hype it would get, people would spend big money for tickets. Everything would be booked up. And you have to spend a lot of money to attract the Olympic Committee to pick you in the first place and build facilities out. And so Japan, Tokyo takes a bath in this, there's no doubt. And there are people that are signing petitions to say, cancel this. Only 1% of the country's 126 million people have been fully vaccinated. They say they don't have a lot of supplies from Europe, and there's staff shortages and all of that. There's a lot of doses that have been delivered, but they're unused in freezers. Japan's prime minister is saying that that the Olympics will be safe, that the inoculations will be provided to athletes of participating countries. I don't know. It's not going to be the Olympics it was going to be, but is anything the way it was going to be? If we look backwards, then we'll just keep walking backwards. So what do you do there? And then I guess something else about COVID deaths and being at the low level. This one is from Greg. Kate, yay on the lower death tolls. I heard you mention that the other day. If we're only having 700, which still is one death is too many, but 700 COVID deaths a day, then, you know, that's much better than it was at its high months, if you remember. Yeah, you know, any deaths, you're right, any deaths are terrible. But if it's 700, 600 in January, you had 3,100 Americans dying every day. So infections have definitely dropped in the last couple of weeks. Now, 38,000 cases a day, a little more than half of what was reported a month ago. So we've seen a reduction in that. So woohoo! Any reduction is a good reduction, especially when you look at India and when you look at other places that are dealing with, and mostly India, but Brazil too, dealing with high numbers of deaths, not enough beds, not enough oxygen, you know, you name it. You guys are really paying attention to what I'm saying on the air. Yay, yay, and yay. Because I got this one from William. I love the name of your puppy, Guinness. The idea that people are returning puppies after they've had them for a year is just shameful. Give me a break. And leaving puppies behind because they're going back to the office. So before, they couldn't meet the demand for people who wanted them, and now people are returning them. I don't think anybody should get an animal if they cannot be responsible. I know there are sometimes circumstances change where somebody gets sick or they're older and they can't take care of it all of a sudden because they're struck with some kind of a disease. But just to dump them off is really aggravating. Yeah, we saw the spike in the pet adoptions during the height of the pandemic, but now puppies are being, left behind. And that is sad. The whole thing is sad. The whole thing of making the commitment, adopting it, and adopting an animal, and thinking, I don't know, they're going to do exactly what you want. And you're not going to take any responsibility, especially if you have a dog. Because if you get a dog, you got to walk them. You got to pay attention to them, especially a puppy. A puppy needs attention. They're going to want attention. They're going to bug you for attention. And there's things that are wonderful, but there's things that you're going to have to deal with. And, you know it, right? But I understand how it happened. Loneliness, isolated, just completely stuck in a cave, your house, your apartment, and you wanted a companion. So now you don't want the companion. Sounds kind of like relationships, I think, for some people. Man cave next.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Yes, we're in the man cave. What are we talking about? Of course, the NFL schedule has been released. Want to know how things kick off? Yes, you do, right? Cowboys at the Bucks. So the Super Bowl winners hosting the Dallas Cowboys. That game kicks at 8:20. It's an NBCer on Thursday, September 9th. Then the first week features the Steelers at the Bills, the Jets at the Panthers, Jags at the Texans, Cards at the Titans, Chargers at Washington. I know you're scribbling these all down. Eagles at the Falcons. I'm going to give them to you anyway. Seahawks at the Colts, Vikings at the Bengals, 49ers at the Lions, Browns at the Chiefs, Dolphins at the Patriots. Who? Patriots. Broncos at the Giants, Packers. Will they have Aaron Rodgers there? At the Saints, who will not have Drew Brees. Bears at Rams. And then the Monday night game is the Ravens at the Raiders. So there's a lot of discussion, of course, on NFL schedules and who is getting the best schedules and who got the worst schedules. And, who got schedules that weren't quite as favorable. Well, it's interesting. The National Football Conference teams have to play an additional road game. Their Super Bowl 56 rep won't even be the home team, which only means the winner of the George Halas Trophy, as I was reading in some sports periodical that I picked up during the day, they don't get to select their jersey color for the big game. I mean, is that all confusing to you? It doesn't matter. This is like how they, this is what happens when you do the Super Bowl thing. So, you know, when I look at the top picks in the draft, so like Jacksonville quarterback Trevor Lawrence and the Jets quarterback Zach Wilson, they meet each other on week 16, which will be interesting to see where they are at that point. And I don't know, will they be matched up or not? When does Wilson make his pro debut? Could be against Carolina. Who knows? And the Jets are trying to make a big transformation, so I'm assuming it might be sooner than later. And is this the final season for Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh? Will Ben Roethlisberger, you know, is that it? That's his final season, I think. And if you look at the schedule, they have to close with two games against the Ravens and then a Thursday night game in Minnesota. So I'm just sort of digesting the schedule and just kind of looking at riffing on some of what we're seeing. I mean, it's a big opportunity for Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, by the way, when you've got Tom Brady and the Buccaneers on the first game of the season. So that's a chance to make a statement as an underdog team. We know that. And you look at the Raiders, and this is big for them because the Raiders' Allegiant Stadium gets the Monday night platform on week one, which, barring COVID problems, will be the first time that the Silver and Black fans will be there for a regular season contest. And also, Las Vegas is scheduled to be the site of the 2022 Pro Bowl. Then you look at Los Angeles and SoFi Stadium. It's the home of the Chargers and the Rams, and it's going to also welcome fans for a regular season game day for the first time. The Rams host the Bears Sunday night for the first Sunday night game of 2021, and the Chargers face the Cowboys. That's week two. So that's pretty interesting. And it's the stage for Super Bowl 56 to conclude the 2021 season on February 13th, 2022. And the whole winner in this whole thing could be Aaron Rodgers. He is the reigning MVP. Will he remain with the Green Bay Packers? Does he go through and then he would go through, according to their schedule, he would be matched up, the NFL schedule, he'd be matched up against the Ravens' Lamar Jackson, the Chiefs' Pat Mahomes for the first time, and the Packers have five primetime dates and a Christmas date. I don't know, does he have to prove himself anymore? Does he need an extension? Does he return to Wisconsin? Do the Packers trade him? Does his new team instantly become the team that everybody wants to see on the tube? Do they still have those flex games? Yes, they do. So that could certainly change things. It's interesting. It's not a mystery for the Knicks. The New York Knicks clinched their first playoff spot since the 2012-2013 season with the Boston Celtics loss. So that's big news. The Knicks are sixth in the Eastern Conference, tied with the Heat. The Heat are fifth due to the head-to-head tiebreaker, but Miami and New York are just a half game behind the Atlanta Hawks for fourth. That's big because, really, the Knicks fans have had very little to cheer for in a very long time. Just ask any one of them, and they will bend your ear for at least a half an hour. On a good day. Could be longer on a bad day. Could be. And then you look at the rest of some of the powerhouse teams. The Lakers rolled out their 2019-20 NBA championship banner. But you've got some wounded warriors with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They both are nursing injuries. So 8 months after winning their 17th NBA championship, Los Angeles, you have two of the most popular guys who are, again, dealing with injuries. You had LeBron James in street clothes, who was addressing the fans before the Lakers hosted the Rockets at the Staples Center on Wednesday night. And he said, "We had our ring night. We wanted you guys there, but we made sure we saved the banner for y'all. We love you guys. We love you guys." And he said, "Our goal is to win back-to-back starts in about a week. Let's get going." But he's in street clothes, so he can only cheer on his teammates. Then Anthony Davis, I mentioned, he left, he missed Wednesday's game because of a left abductor tightness, an injury that the coach said happened after Davis woke up in the morning with soreness, so he couldn't play either. So I hope fans enjoyed what happened last time around, because it's not looking really great for them this time around. And when you have a superstar that everything centers around, that's the danger. That's what can happen. Your two biggest guys go down, then it gets tougher down the stretch. Kobe Bryant and the helicopter crash, very sad, right? It's been well over a year. Two Los Angeles County firefighters could be fired and a third suspended after some first responders took and shared graphic photos from the site of the crash that killed Bryant, his teenage daughter, and seven others. Court documents were filed on Monday as part of widow Vanessa Bryant's lawsuit against the Los Angeles County that alleges invasion of privacy. Kobe Bryant and the others were killed January 26, 2020, when the helicopter they were on board, we all know, crashed west of Los Angeles. And you had photos that were taken, then were sent to there was two firefighters, and they were sent to a third firefighter. And they were shared with off-duty firefighters, wives, girlfriends, socializing at an awards ceremony at the Hilton Hotel the month after the crash. So she's going after them big time because they were made public. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show and the great Nate Reeder for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.